Welcome to Happy Hour. What's going on? I'm Adam Herrock. Drew Duffney over there. Sean Campbell will be with us momentarily. Happy Thursday to you.
What is he, riding his bike here?
Yeah. Hopefully not. It's raining.
Well,
it's raining cats and dogs. I know, because I just stepped in a poodle.
Rain's the best weather.
What? Get out of here.
It's not like I got a custom car. I was down to Back to the Bricks last night, and I'm like, man, you know, those of you that are listening in Flint, Michigan here, Lapeer is not the only city that we thrive in. We thrive in Flint. Pretty much anybody will have us. I mean, There's some counties that we can't go to anymore. most of them have sheep farms.
Yeah.
But that said, I thought, man, you know, these guys spend a lot of money on these cars, and once a year they bring them out. Beautiful show they had down there, Back to the Bricks.
Oh, yeah, that was always a good time.
Yeah, I was over there at Trapper Joe's, and they had all their custom cars out there. Man, people were squealing the tires, and law enforcement was keeping people in order. People walking up down the sidewalk, they had snakes around their necks. And just rare bird show. I mean, you know, just
it's
animals.
my emotional support python.
Yeah.
He gives the best hugs.
Oh, well, then there was somebody that was on his wife and their three children were in a golf cart, a four-seater golf cart.
Yeah.
And then he was on some sort of ATV, like a four-wheeler type thing with goofy-looking tires, maybe for sand or something.
Sure.
And he was carrying a baby. And I'm talking like a Joey baby, like you're talking 8, 9 months old.
Right, right.
And just driving right down Saginaw Street, and of course, there was a heckler in the crowd, said, you shouldn't have that baby, da-da-da-da-da. Well, he got all of his four-wheeler, and he was going to go whoop on her, and there was a big kerfuffle, and,
yeah,
you know, and look, everybody's there to have a good time. Yeah, maybe he shouldn't have the baby, and they should all have helmets on, but, well, it ain't your baby, and nobody wants to see a baby with a cracked open skull, but you're not going to have it twice. You know, I mean, it's only going to happen, you know, once, and then they're going to learn.
Right.
But
Back to the Bricks going on this week. Lapeer Days starts tomorrow.
Did you know that Lapeer Days was the largest free festival in Michigan?
It isn't free. I mean, it isn't now because, I mean, it is a pretty big one.
Yeah. It's considered a free festival because you don't, like when you go to, say, the Genesee County Fair, one of the local or Eastern Michigan Fair, per se,
sure,
you actually have to pay an entry fee or you may have to pay the park. And that's not the case here for Lapeer Days. Lapeer Days, you can come on in and just walk around. And I mean, obviously, if you want to participate in one of the events, you may have to pay, but like they have free music and
free music. I mean for the rides and food and souvenirs, that's going to cost you money, but you could walk through this town and not spend a dime
and really have a good time. Entertainment, I mean, you quite honestly, you could just people watch. It's way better than Walmart.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, absolutely. You may or may not see a snake around somebody's neck, but you may.
yeah the quintessential couple looks like a number 10. There's always
They're definitely
dude.
Binary.
Yeah, there's
ones and zeros.
Super skinny, scrawny dude, usually with like a crazy looking hair and goatee.
Yeah,
and then his wife looked like she's eaten his half of the meal for the 30 years that they were married, and she's usually got powdered sugar on like her tube top.
Yeah,
with her belly button ring hanging out, which I one of the comedians, the Get Her Done guy, used to say, why did his sisters, her belly's big enough, she don't need to emphasize it with a ring. He said it just looks like a trailer hitch.
That is some good watching. Later on, we are going to be talking about some of our favorite carnival foods. In fact, I've got a ranked list of some of our favorite carnival foods.
So my gosh.
We're going to be talking about that.
Why is it we always talk about food when I'm here?
We talk about food all the time because we're a bunch of well-fed gentlemen. It is Happy Hour on Solid State Radio. Back after this. Here's Michigander. It's on Happy Hour. Nothing but thieves overcome right there on Happy Hour on Solid State Radio. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Sean will be with us momentarily. Now, there's some drink ideas that you bring in here that sound fantastic. This one is on the fence. I think we should talk about it and let the listeners decide.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
You guys want to give us a call. What's our new number there, Adam?
810-433-2006. That's 810-433-2006.
I forget that number, that's kind of where I'm at on this. I'm no stranger to alcohol. Those of you listeners that listen in frequently, I can pretty much drink at any hour of the day because I was a third shifter. I've worked every shift, and as long as it's legal and I have the time to do it, Yep. I don't mind having a cocktail. Somebody says, hey, you want a shot 7 o'clock in the morning? I'm like, well, I don't have to work today or tomorrow. Yeah, I'll have a shot with my breakfast. Not a sure. big deal. Where I draw the line is I don't necessarily want my shot to taste like breakfast. Like if somebody
some
said,
people love that stuff.
Yeah.
Sugary the better.
Well, and I don't even mind the sugary the better. If somebody says, hey, do you want, you know, arguably a butterball or something like that that was yeah. butterscotch schnapps and some Kahlua, and I'm like, yeah, hey, you know, I like a coffee candy type flavor or this or that or the other thing.
Yeah.
But if somebody said, do you want a drink that tastes like steak? And I always think back to some of those smoked whiskeys. And I'm not talking a smoked old fashioned. Yeah. I'm talking a whiskey that tastes like it's got barbecue smoke in it.
Yeah.
That's gross. Okay, that's really gross. I never enjoyed any of those.
Yeah, and I've run into a couple of those traps.
Yeah, I wouldn't want my whiskey to taste like steak. And in this case, the Eggo, company known for its delicious waffles, has teamed up with Sugarlands Distilling to launch a new boozy innovation, Eggo Brunch in a Jar Sippin' Cream.
Wow.
According to the Kellogg Company, the parent company of Eggo, the liquor seamlessly blends the flavors of toasted Eggo waffles, sweet maple syrup, rich butter, and a hint of smoky bacon. The drink is made so parents can Lego my Eggo and enjoy the treat-yourself feeling of brunch. And it's designed to pair with Eggo waffles to elevate any brunch occasion. So we've switched, like, they're like, oh, well, people are drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning, like rich people who want mimosas. Why not get them some?
Well, there we go. There's a market we need to tap into.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the Baileys of the Eggo waffle industry. I mean, at what point did we elevate drinking? We're just basically saying, you know what? We don't like alcoholism, but if we can make money on it,
COVID really changed things to where people just don't give a damn anymore.
Yeah. Between the juggle of constantly changing schedules, household errands, and that's what I said. You got third shifters who do drink in the morning.
Yes.
But in the morning, when I work third shift.
We're not in the mood for bacon and eggs. We want a hamburger.
That's what I always said. Yeah. Steak and eggs was a good breakfast meal for me on third shift because
it tastes like dinner.
Steak. Yeah.
Yeah.
Family outings are busy work days that can often feel impossible for parents to find moments to where they can savor for themselves, said the senior developer. They're a craft distillery located in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, which ironically Kellogg's is here in Michigan.
Yeah.
Founded in 2014, produces a full line of craft moonshines and sipping creams, according to the news release. Our distillery team crafted Eggo Brunch in a Jar to combine flavors, and we are to describe the flavors. It's available at retailers nationwide and online in select states.
Okay, I'm intrigued. I give it a shot. But I mean,
I give it a whole glass. We just pour it right in my coffee. I'm an all-in-one guy. Like, if I could blend a steak and still get the texture, you know what I mean? If you could put sausage gravy and steak and potatoes, and I could still get the textures and all the flavors in a glass. I mean, sure. You got to understand, when I'm in the truck, I take my snacks. But I've gotten to the point to where when I eat my meal, I can't do things like normal people do. My hot meal is on my days off.
Right.
Okay. And I, by no means, please understand, public service announcement, I'm not condoning drinking, sipping moonshine while you're driving truck.
No, definitely not.
But like Chex Mix, yeah. I actually put in a tube and sure. I pop the top off and I pour it in my mouth like a funnel.
Sure.
As I'm eating, because I don't have time to reach into a bag with my hands on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
You got a split second. You're just shooting it in for a little substance, hopefully to make your bowels get moving.
Yeah. As somebody that shares a road with people like you, I appreciate that. Last thing I want you to be doing, driving by the truck and you're cutting into a steak.
That's the whole thing. Yeah. You ever try to eat a salad when you're trying to hold the bowl and stick your hand on the fork and shift and drive all at the same time?
There was one time I left Tim Hortons because Tim Hortons soup is second to none.
And
this was a long time ago, kids. I think this was like in 2000.
Yeah, pre-DUI.
Yeah, this should have been a DUI because I tried to eat soup while driving.
With a fork?
No.
Yeah, you only get the potatoes then if it was potato bacon. Yeah. Yeah, Tim Hortons is kind of stingy on the bacon. It was with a spoon,
but yeah. I mean, I paid a price, burnt lap, soup all over the place in the car, and it sucked.
And you didn't sue Tim Horton?
Nope. I was not going to be like, yeah, I was three sheets to the wind. I was eating your product, and belt.
There was no warning label that said it was going to be hot and I couldn't eat it while driving.
You owe me money.
You have a drive-through. Where did you expect I was going to eat it?
So the Eggo sip and cream. So that's like, I just imagine somebody like, you know, at an intervention is like, okay, I think it's time to you let go your Eggo. I mean, but yeah, I mean, the smoky whiskey, we've been there, we've tried that, we found, I bought this one whiskey, I think it's called Knucklehead or something like that, and it was a barbecue whiskey, and I thought it was like smoky. I like a little bit of smoke to a bourbon or something like this, but this tasted like you ground up.
Charcoal.
No, it was worse than that. It was like barbecue flavored chips and then into a liquor. It was syrupy, gross.
Nobody needs that. You know, and when it comes to this breakfast moonshine, like I said, I'm all about a mimosa. I'm all about a sweet drink. Last night after Back to the Bricks, though I didn't need it, I decided to stop at Donna's Donuts.
There you go.
Shameless plug out to Donna's Donuts. I love that place. They're actually expanding. During COVID, they renovated the whole thing, went in brand new, but they cut out all the seating.
Uh-huh.
And that used to be a thing. You got a bunch of old dudes in there with their names on their coffee mugs, and they sat there. Well, they got rid of all that. Because they're arguably so busy. It's like a concession stand line now where you go through, you know, the ropes and everything else. But they now have bought Ainsworth lawn mowing next door, which I used to get my lawnmower blades from there. So I'm kind of discouraged because that's only less than a mile from my house. And now they're going to expand over there. So I'm kind of hoping they're putting a seating area in there or maybe a drive through. I don't really know. But I'm not opposed to eating a donut at 8 or 9 o'clock at night after having a drunk fest and six conies.
Donuts are perfect. Donuts are good. A lot of people are like, well, that's a breakfast thing. No, it's not.
Yeah. But if someone gave me a drink and said, here, this tastes just like an apple fritter after me washing down three or four beers, they'd be like, I'm not interested.
No. A lot of those sweet drinks, I mean, I'll taste it to see if you know, just kind of experiment. But yeah, the big sweet drinks like mudslides or even like the real fruity drink, it's not my bag. I'm just not into it.
And how are you on drinking in the morning?
I love it. You've seen me do it.
Yeah, but I mean, what does it do to your day? How productive are you by the end of the day?
Usually when I drink in the morning, it's because I've been up all night and you...
yeah, third shift and then you're going to sleep all day. Yeah.
Usually when I drink in the morning, that's usually my day.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen. Okay, I guess we're doing this for the rest of the day because I've never sobered up awake.
Maybe we'll put some cranberries in our drink. Here's the cranberries on Happy Hour. There's Ghost on Happy Hour. Apparently, he played a show not too long ago over at Pine Knob, and everybody that went to it just was raving about it.
You said everybody. That was like, I have LGBTQ friends that went to that. I have like Trump-loving friends that went to that. And I'm like, how can a band that I've never heard of unite all these people collectively?
Actually,
Paulie from Stone Clover was there.
Yeah.
Who doesn't fit either of the other two?
Yeah. I mean, Ghost, I've seen the logo. I've seen the band, but I've seen pictures of the band. I couldn't tell you one song that they play.
All I heard was,
it sounded like
a quadruple bass pedal.
We
if
just
you could
played
hear something.
Mariana Cross, but we had the sound down because we have a special guest in studio.
Yeah, we got Shannon the Rubber, but Mariana Cross, is that like...
Yeah, it's a Catholic thing. Don't overthink it.
All right.
I mean, as a Catholic, you probably shouldn't overthink
That's what I'm thinking. Mary, like, Jesus ascended into heaven. Mary was accepted or something. Like, she wasn't on a cross.
Well, apparently Ghost thought she was on a cross. Anyway,
yeah,
it is happy hour, and apparently we're spending a lot of time talking about food
and religion
and booze
and liquor
and revenge and religion and booze. Shannon from New Day's Massage is over here, and she brought bearing gifts.
AKA Shannon the Rubber.
Shannon, do you like it when he calls you that?
It does not bother me. It's actually entertaining for me.
Yeah. No such thing as bad publicity, right? No, you say Shannon the Rubber, and everyone's like,
I'm worried that we're just going to see a bunch of people, a bunch of guys in trench coats
and
aviator glasses going,
turn around
can I
real
get a special?
Quick.
When she tells them her fee, she's like, well, this isn't free. Like, you know. Yeah.
I'm sorry I wasted your time.
Yeah. I'm licensed.
So, all right, you went on a tour.
Now, Boyne Mountain. Yeah, you went to Boyne Mountain. That's Michigan, right?
Yeah, so we went up to Boyne Mountain a few weeks ago and stayed at the resort up there one night. Went to that sky bridge, which is amazing.
Now,
it's really cool.
Yeah, we're in August. Now, Boyne Mountain is known for their skiing.
Yes.
And so you went there in a non-skiing season.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, and they have the ski lift and this beautiful, like, you go up to the top of the mountain and go on the sky bridge. And at the top, there's a restaurant-type thing where you can get some drinks. And it's called the Eagle's Nest. It's
that
really
would make
cool.
Sense.
It's got like a panoramic view of the resort and such.
Now tell us about the Sky Bridge. What is that?
It is just this brand new. I think it's only been open since fall last year, and it spans between two like different levels of the hill, mountain, whatever's up. I guess you'd call it a mountain.
Okay, so over a canyon, per se.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that would be the correct word.
Is it a glass bottom bridge?
There
or do you
is,
look
like,
over the side, or?
Right in the center of it, there's two pieces of like that thick plexi or whatever that you can walk over, and everybody freaks out when they walk over it because it's just weird. And
yeah.
You're so far up. And
that's not a natural human thing to be standing that far up and be able to look down. So,
yeah.
Okay, so to recap, for those of you just tuning in, Shannon the Rubber went to Boyne Mountain in northern Michigan, which is typically a ski resort, where they have a booze-serving restaurant where you can overtake yourself with some delicious alcohol, which we've tasted and we're about to talk about in a minute.
Yes.
And then you can walk across a canyon in hopes that you don't stumble over the edge.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay, continue.
And that's where I discovered the Foggy Mountain is the name of the whiskey. It's made right, basically kind of around the corner from the resort.
Because after you drink a couple of those, you feel a little foggy.
That's what I was thinking. Normally, it's a clear mountain view, especially in the summertime when it's not winter. But after a little bit of this whiskey, everything is foggy, including the walk across the quote-unquote sky bridge.
Sky bridge, yeah. So, of course, every time I see something from Michigan, a beer, whatever, I'm Googling, where is this? Because I need to go there and check it out.
Sure. Okay.
Right around the corner, so we pop in there, and it's really nondescript place, but it's just kind of cool. And we walk in there, and it's all dark. Nobody's there. And I walk out, and my friends come pulling up. I'm like, I think they're closed.
They're like, yeah, well, yeah, it's not Christmas, and there's no snow on the ground. Well, and we're at a ski resort, so they're not expecting anybody right now. Everyone in Michigan's in Traverse City.
Yeah, isn't that's not a lie?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, we were just going to do some tasting. And he's like, well, we're not open. We're only by
reservation.
Thanks, I couldn't think of that. Yeah, reservation only. And he took pity on us and let us come in and try.
How many people were in your group?
Four people in the group.
Okay.
And we walked out of there probably spending about $100, so it was smart for him to be open.
Yeah, exactly.
But I believe you can.
Drink with you?
No.
Because during the off season, sometimes they indulge a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of different flavors. I bought the ones that appealed to me.
And you, so tell us what you brought us today, because I tasted them all, but not in any specific order.
I bought a peach. It's really good. With the sweet tea.
Okay.
A salted caramel, which was really good with like a cold brew, or you could put it in cider, and a bonfire. That's the name of it. It's a cinnamon flavored whiskey, and it tastes like it's flavored with.
And of the three, because I'm not a flavored whiskey guy, I like the peach. I could have a use for it. I said that would go good in a cider for the fall. I feel like I would drink that warm, like a hot Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And everybody's palate's different.
Absolutely.
The salted caramel, I'm indifferent because. To me, anything salted caramel is average because I've had really, really good, and I've had really, really bad, and I've had in the middle, and I would put that one right in the middle.
Yeah.
And of the group, because I'm not a cinnamon liquor guy, not only am I allergic to cinnamon, but I've just had Goldschlager to Hot Damn, and what was that stuff in the crystal bottle that came out? Avalanche?
Oh, God.
Is that what it was? Was Avalanche?
Yeah,
it was a blue one and a red one.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's Cinerator, and there's all kinds of cinnamon liquors out there.
But it's a fake cinnamon.
Yeah, that one, ironically, was good. I really, really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So are these available in the retail market? You know, can you buy them around?
Yeah, especially up around there, they have them a lot in the stores. But I believe he said that that's what their main goal was, is not to be like a destination distillery. It's more of they want to produce and push it out through the
I like it because
state.
It's like it's a whiskey. You can get some flavored whiskeys where they spend too much time on the flavoring and not enough on the whiskeys. Here, I mean, you smell peach, you taste peach at the very beginning, and then it dissipates, and what you're left with is a pretty mild kind of whiskey. I don't know what the proof on it is, but I'm assuming it's probably 70.
I'm curious about the salted caramel.
60. Salted caramel, I believe, is 60 also. Yeah, it looks like it's 60 straight
majority
across.
Yeah, the salted caramels normally are 70, except for there is one out there, I think the smoky, Old Smoky is 80.
Sure.
That's, you know, but... So did you have the Skybridge? I want to get back to that.
Okay.
Was there when you were staggering across it? Was there any inclination? I mean, did anybody Is it far
bounces enough? When you it's got some bounce to it. So we were giggling about that, and there was three of us and maybe three other people, so it was not busy. But just six of us on that, you could feel it kind of bouncing, which doesn't bother me.
I mean, it wouldn't after drinking all this whiskey. I can see why the booze comes before the bridge.
Yeah.
You know that. So, have you ever been bungee jumping? In all your adventures?
No, absolutely not. I love my life.
Yeah. In all your adventures, I mean, you're always, you're doing this trivia and at this farmer's market and off to this distillery, like you said, Michigan, you want to know where it's at and you're going to make the trip. And Adam and I, you know, we've done some traveling and gone to different places, but you've never bungee jumped or skydived.
No.
Yeah. So years ago, I bungee jumped at a bar on Robert T. Longway.
What?
That sounds safe.
It was actually next to, I didn't know, Cam didn't work there at the time. This was before that. I was just 18. I was just old enough to jump. Joe used to go to it. And it wasn't PD's pub. It was Timothy's pub, I think was the name of it.
Okay, yeah.
Is that,
On Robert T?
Yeah. That was just down the road from, I think, Celebrations. It was on Robert T and Center there.
Yep.
And this was just west of that. And they had a big platform out there. And I'm like, I'm going to do it. And I remember my brother going, I don't think that's a good idea.
You came in this world because of a broken rubber, don't you? Yeah. You don't want to go out the same way.
That was it. And, you know, they make you sign some stuff, and you're not even reading it. You're just like, woo! And they're like, I don't know. Yeah. And you know, you get up there, and you're over a parking lot. You're not, like, over a beautiful
water.
Rapids or mountain or, you know, skydiving. Like, there's an out. Like, you're over a...
What's with the red splotches? Is that paint? You sure is?
Yeah, that's not hot damn from last night's vomit. You know, you're in a parking lot of a bar, and that's when you're talking about booze and then the sky bridge, that memory comes back to me. And I remember after I signed the waiver and everything, which was on a wobbly table. I mean, it was a two-seater bar table that they moved out into the parking lot, you know.
That should have been the first
thing. Yeah. And I get up there, you know. And Howard's like, I'll just climb up there and Pierre will get you all set up. And I'm like, all right. And so you climbed a ladder, like a regular construction ladder, up this platform. And this guy's putting this harness around me and he's got his arms around me.
Is it like he's 10 like feet tall?
Yeah. No. It was taller than the building was. I mean, it was up there, you know. And he's like, I'm Pierre, and da-da-da-da-da, and he had a goofy accent, whatever else. And I'm like, oh, hi, Pierre. And he, you know.
Was it French?
Well, and we're getting, you know, he's trying to explain to me what's going on, but there's a whole line of people, right? So it's not like an experience to where you're going to warm yourself up to the world or whatever else. And he could have very well walked around the front of me and bustled up the harness like a life jacket.
But he wanted to reach around.
He wrapped his arms around me, and I'm okay, I'm getting ready to jump off a platform in front of a bar where I've been doing shots and beer and whatever else, and I'm trying not to fart because he's right up against me, you know? And I'm just like, okay, I'm already nervous enough, and I'm thinking I'm just going to fart and laugh and have a good time.
Oh, excuse
me, he's wrapped around me, and he gets me all bustled up. He says, okay, are you ready, da 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 da, and I'm like, well, yeah, and I'm thinking, like, I'm gonna get a chance to say a prayer, you know, or a Hail Mary full of grace or something like that. And he's like, and away I go, and the platform drops. He's standing there, and it was like a dunk tank went off. It was like a trigger fell, and the flipper went down, and I went down with it on about, and I'm like, I got hail the F word, and that was all I got out. Like, I feel like I had to go to confession after that, because it wasn't even like a Hail Mary.
Oh,
I got hail
God.
And curse. So when you're talking about the sky bridge, I've gotten to the point, you know, people are like, well, let's go up on a hill and look down and we'll see the view. And I'm like, no, the view that we're looking at is where we'll be if we don't climb the hill. Right? Let's enjoy our surroundings instead of going up on the hill and looking down. Let's save our energy. I've been up to that elevation and jumped and lived. But it wasn't at all. Like, I didn't diarrhea myself, but if you can imagine your organs going from your waistband up to your nipples, that is exactly the feeling until the until the rubber band hits, and then it's like somebody grabbed a hold of your colon and just choked it, and then you're like, bonk.
The human body was not supposed to do that.
Yeah, you shouldn't be stretched and bounced like that. So did they have anything like that? I mean, the Sky Bridge goes down into a canyon. Was there any, you know, jumpers or anything like that there?
No. There's a bunch of sane people that just wanted to enjoy the view.
Yeah.
They didn't want to. I don't think like that. But if you look at pictures from the fall, and there are people just lying.
You mean like autumn, fall, autumn, or fall like?
Autumn.
Suicide.
Yeah, no, autumn. With autumn. The beautiful colors. Okay. Yeah. That bridge is packed with people, and that would terrify me because it does bounce.
Yeah.
There is some give there.
I'd be like the big fella on it going bounce, 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 and I'd be swaying and
Drew and I would walk on there like, oh, hell no.
Yeah. I can't even imagine, but it's worth just to go up. Any time of the year, it's beautiful.
All right, so everybody check out Foggy Mountain Whiskey up there in Boyne Mountain. Yep. What's the name of the distillery?
Foggy Mountain.
Oh, it is Foggy Mountain.
It is,
okay.
Yeah. But make a reservation. Get online. Make that reservation.
Do they have food there? Can you make a day of it?
Oh, honestly, I don't know because, like I said, the guy literally was like, we'll let you come in. And we tried everything they had. They make gin and everything.
Yeah, don't go on the fly because that guy might not be there that day. Yeah. Or he might be at the doctor.
Yeah.
So it's a one-man show.
Yep.
So make reservations.
And we'll send this to them and hopefully they'll take us come on as a sponsor.
Yep. Oh, that'd be great.
We've already given them some free plugs there.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we got coming up next?
Here is Lovejoy right here. It's called Call Me What You Like on Happy Hour on Solid State Radio. It's Happy Hour. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Sean's joining us for a little bit to close out the show. And it is Lapeer Days weekend. Come join us outside the Lyric Mall. We're going to be broadcasting live out there Friday and Saturday. And is Sunday also, Sean? Are we just...
No Sunday.
No Sunday? So Friday, Saturday. Come out and say hello. One thing I love about the fair is the smell of the food. I don't usually get a whole lot of foods. I mean, last Friday, we were over in Sandusky, and I did get into some of the food there, and it is fantastic. But I got a list here. Usually we do lists on Fridays, but Drew's not here to partake in that. So here's a list. Top 15 foods from the fair. And some of these I agree with. Some of these I've never had. Some are just odd. Just very odd. So we're gonna do this. Drew, you are not usually here, so you being the guest, quote unquote, you get to go first. 1 through 15 on the board. Name what these people think are their best fair foods, carnival foods.
So I gotta ask, who did the list?
I had the website up there, but I have since lost it. So we're just gonna say those people.
Yeah, because the reason it looks
like a very Midwest.
Okay,
list.
So it wasn't Reddit or anything like that, because someone's actually being convicted right now of something that they saw on Reddit. And I'm like, Reddit? They're usually like fun lists. We do stuff from Reddit all the time. But
convicted of a list is like our favorite things, how to assassinate a person.
Yeah, apparently it was like, you know, how to assemble a ghost gun or something. So they,
oh my God.
You know, they brought up Reddit. And I'm like, boy, we shouldn't use them. So first and foremost, I feel like the staple of fair food is an elephant ear. Or funnel cake.
Funnel cakes.
That's what they refer to it as.
Yes. Number one, funnel cakes.
Yeah, that's we know it as elephant ear around here, but funnel cake is probably the truth.
I think funnel cakes is also around this area also. But yeah, number one. But also, when you think funnel cakes, you don't see that anywhere else except for fairs.
Yeah, it's carnivals. Not like you're going to go. I think you can go to, what's the one-legged pancake place?
IHOP?
Yes.
Jesus.
Sorry, Sean. Didn't mean to bring that one up. But yes, they have funnel
cakes. Well, it's bad that we all knew what you're talking about, Ryan. Oh, yeah, IHOP, yeah. Eileen's? I know that place.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so right off the bat, so you pretty much spoiled the whole game. Anyway, Sean,
Corn dog's probably going to be up there somewhere.
Corn dogs is number 8, and that
surprises me. That should be like number 2.
It should, because I mean, you go to a restaurant right now and order a corn dog. See what happens.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to Blind Fish. What can I get for you? You got corn dogs? We sure do, out in the parking lot there, bud.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'll have
a dumpster for you.
Yeah, I feel like if you go to a Chinese restaurant in my area, like in Flint, you order a corn dog, you're getting like, you know, yeah, shaved Labrador. Oh, yeah.
True. Come on. Come on now. All right, you're up.
Oh. Fried foods? Is that what it was? Is that what the topic was? Or carnival foods?
Carnival foods, but there are a lot of fried foods in here.
Sean took the good one. That was my number 2. So we went from funnel cake to corn dog.
Yeah. And some of these just don't make any damn sense.
Cotton candy,
number 11. A little low. I mean, cotton candy, that's another thing. I mean, you don't really get that anywhere else. You can't go to like Sonic, and Sonic is as weird as they get. You can't go get cotton candy, but I mean, you can get it at like carnivals, circuses, stuff like that. But yeah,
you can get acid. It's cotton candy flavored.
Good Lord,
Drew probably has.
I'm tripping.
That's how I know.
And this cotton candy is just coming back and talking to me.
That was the longest hallway elevator I was ever in.
All right, Sean.
I'm going to guess deep fried Oreos.
Number 3. Yes. Deep fried Oreo. Never had one.
I actually haven't either.
Really?
No.
I wonder if they have them. I think they do have them in the at the actual carnival.
They had them at the Inlay Fair. I know they had them at when we were up in San Lake County last week, too.
Yeah, so, Sean and I were at the Eastern Michigan State Fair, and I never ventured off except for where we got Pepsi. I never went to the beer tent. I never did go see the banana races. Do you know what banana races are?
Yeah.
Oh my God, never went and saw any banana races. So yes.
So disappointed in us, really.
Yeah, really. All right, Drew.
So I'm going to throw this out there because it's not something we're familiar
with. It's like clicking on a recipe for something. You can't just get his answer. You got to get a setup.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds. No cheese curds.
Really?
No cheese curds. I know. That's kind of... I would think that would have been on here, but not apparently on this list.
You'd be one of the most obvious ones.
I like fair foods. I'm a fat fella.
Yeah.
Like, we're borderline to the point where I'm going to have to get a midget to wash my testicles because I can't see them. I'm a big fella.
Yes, I can still feel him. Yeah.
That's one way to put it.
Come on, Giuseppe, get all right, Sean.
Sean, you're up?
I had a good one and it just flew right out of my head.
I talked about midgets and Sean forgot all about it.
Yep, that's pretty much exactly what it was. How about the old fair standby, the bucket o' fries?
Fries is number 6.
The fries is higher than cotton candy.
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense because you see kids just walking around with like this big pillow full of cotton candy. You don't see people with fries. But I mean,
you see people walking around with buckets of fries.
Bucket of fries. But I mean, it's also chili cheese fries. It's everything fries.
It really is.
Fries is just a good food all the way around.
And it's just perfect when you're leaving the beer tent.
He's not wrong.
I'm going to go out and say carnival dog, a hot dog.
Hot dog, number 14.
Yeah, carnival dog. Even though that's not my go-to fair food, that is a thing.
You can get a foot long. So foot longs are so big, women blush when they order them. Okay, here's one. I'm just going to give this because I've never heard of this before in my life. Dole Whip.
I don't know what it is. I know the ice cream place / taco joint in Otisville sells it.
Yeah. I need to
see. Tasty Freeze? The Tasty Freeze.
That's not what it's called, but...
Oh, okay.
Same concept.
I still have that article up here on my phone. Hang on a second. I'll find out what Dole Freeze is, because whatever that is.
Obviously, there's fruit and pineapple and that sort of stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's like a fruit thing of some sort.
With whipped cream.
I completely forgot.
Now I see like they have like strawberry Dole Whip on special. I also have no clue what it is.
Well, if you're going top 20, we're not near the end. Sean still gets another guess. It's top 16
because I thought it was top 15, but I forgot there was one in here because I was doing this at work. Dole Whip is, let me see. Obviously, if you're a Disney World or Disneyland fan, you know what Dole Whip is. It's a sweet, creamy, tropical dessert. Fortunately, you don't have to travel all the way to Florida, blah, 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 blah. Let me see. What's in it?
Like fruity soft serve then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like whipped cream. It's like a ambrosia salad.
Oh, God, that stuff? Ugh. God.
Oh, good Lord, why would you wish that on anybody?
Dole Whip is pretty delicious. Definitely not. It might not be dipped in batter. They're just talking about it.
Yeah, okay. Nobody cares.
The hell with them.
Yeah, nobody cares if it's not dipped in batter.
Is it Sean's turn?
Sean's still up, yeah.
Okay.
How about the old, and this one I usually get like when everything else is closed because they're usually the only stand that's open at midnight. the cheesesteaks.
Cheesesteaks. No.
Really?
And no. There are like those are good cheesesteak stands in this area. Yeah, but it depends on where you go. We experienced that last year when I come out and I got a cheesesteak. I think you got walking tacos.
Yeah.
And I got a cheese
walking taco number 5.
Is it? Because that wasn't going to be my guess. Yeah, but okay. Yeah. Ding ding. Well, Sean got a buzz and I got a ding ding.
Yeah.
So Sean's up.
But nowadays it seems like there, you can find like a really good like Oriental Chinese food truck or something like that and get something really
like
good.
Like noodles or that sort of thing. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing from that cuisine in here. But
how come you're giving Sean all the extras? You're like, oh, Dole Whip is Sean's turn.
Don't guess
anything Asian because there's not any of that on here. You never give me any hints like that.
I gave you walking taco. You said walking taco. I was like, ding, there you go.
Why?
You stumbled right in there.
So just don't guess anything noodles, Sean.
Yeah, there you go.
Good to know. Well, it is back to me, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about churros?
Churros, not on the list.
Kind of surprised. Nachos. It seems like that comes up a lot.
Nachos.
Nachos not on the list either. But nachos you can get anywhere. That's not a staple food for the carnival.
I mean, that's also fair, but it's also like they're... The nachos are like the one step above gas station nachos with the pump of the cheese and the pump with the chili.
Yeah, you're getting like red chips from Christmas.
Yeah, if you really find a good place, they have a few jalapenos you can drizzle on there. But yeah, and it's not.
Are there beverages on here too, or is it all food?
I'm not seeing any beverages.
God, Sean, you're up, man. We're out of guesses. We've kind of
candy apples, caramel apples,
candy apple number 15.
What are we still missing?
Number 16. 13, oh yeah, 13 is a beverage. 12, which is just weird. 10, 9, and 4.
Oh, we're missing one that high.
4, yeah, 4. It's all I'm gonna give you. This is for whoever wants it first. It's a toss up. They serve it at the Renaissance Festival.
Turkey legs?
4. Turkey leg, yes. I've never seen anybody walk around Lapeer Days or Genesee County Fair with a big old turkey leg, but I have
see
seen
a booth selling turkey legs at the Santa Lake Youth and 4-H Fair, though.
They did? Oh.
Yeah, like right outside our studio.
I love a good turkey leg.
Okay, but no, I got an objection to that because that's kind of where the whole thing lies.
Yeah.
It's like when Buffalo Wings came out.
Yep.
All of a sudden, they're like, well, the price of buffalo wings went up. Really? Because the price of buffalo thighs and buffalo breasts didn't go up.
Exactly.
And chickens only have 2 legs. There's more of the rest of the chicken than there are the legs. How is it possible?
One of my favorite stand-up comedians, Cat Williams, is like, they're trying to tell us that they ran out of chicken wings. They don't have any chicken wings. They don't run out of chicken legs or thighs or drumsticks or anything.
I feel the same way. So turkey legs, really? We're just serving just the legs. What are you doing with all the turkey breasts? Is that ground turkey now? Oh, gosh. I would have never got that one. Seanster got I'm out. So let's see.
You started to guess deep fried pickles, though. Was those on the list?
Not deep fried pickles,
just
the barrel pickles.
Big old pickles.
I was thinking, because you know who used to do that? Paulie from Stone Clover was the pickle guy.
Oh.
Was he?
At the Ren Fen. Yeah, at Ren Fen.
I'm just going to go through these because some of them are just... Number 16, hamburger. I mean...
Any hamburger I've ever had at a fair or a festival was like a soy burger.
Yes.
Have you ever had...
No, I haven't. The only fair burgers I ever get from a fair, though, are those ones at the Lions Club at the Eastern Michigan Fair, like that building right out front there.
That would be good. I'm talking like a food truck.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff you would get like school lunch. It's like
How's something like lemonade? Is that on there?
A lemon shake. Lemon.
So close enough.
Yeah, yeah. Corn. Just simply corn.
corn on the cob?
Apparently,
like,
yeah.
So, true story.
We're apparently not Midwest enough for that.
Yeah, my
in Iowa, that's all you get.
Brother and sister-in-law invited my mother to the Lansing Corn Fest, which was here recently.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, it was a big deal back in the day, and they just decided to quit doing it because all they do is serve like a basic dinner, burgers or dogs, and then an ear of fresh farm corn. Well, that's not much of a festival for today's standards.
Right.
So the church took it over, the local Catholic church. And they're like, hey, come on down. It's a donation, da-da-da-da-da. And my mom's like, yeah, the corn on the cob was really, really good and really, really fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, I wouldn't have driven 60 miles if it wasn't for your brother and sister-in-law.
For you know corn. What?
For their son. It is, she's not going to drive 60 miles for corn on the cob.
Yeah, you're not going to be walking around and it's like, oh, yeah. Hot damn, corn? Oh, yeah,
and I can
that.
Tell you, I've never been to a festival where I've had corn and said, this is the best corn I've ever had.
Then there's, of course, kettle corn. And then the one we're missing, cheesecake on a stick.
I always forget that that's a thing that exists.
Never had it at a festival, yeah.
There's a lot of, I mean.
The deep fried Oreos thing, when I was dating Tina, she loved Oreos, and my trying to, you know, appease her and do everything I could to be sure. A good significant other,
yeah.
I dipped Oreos in white chocolate and dark chocolate and sprinkles, and, like, I made every different kind of thing that you could make with Oreos.
Sure.
And she's like, no, I just like the plain Oreos. So then Back to the Bricks comes out. Hey, let's go to the Back to the Bricks. Oh, look, honey, they got a deep-fried Oreo stand. Okay. Paid like $9 for 4 deep fried Oreos.
Oh my God.
I'm like, well, here you go. You know, and I mean, I had to cross Saginaw Street and all this traffic and her walk. Yeah.
I got hit by a 57
Chevy.
Here
you go. Here you go. She goes, how much were these? I'm like, $9. And it was my money. It wasn't like it was our money. It was my money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like, yeah, I thank you, but. Just plain Oreos. You could have bought 3 packages of plain Oreos for the price of these, and I'd have got like 16 times more than what's in this little tray, and these aren't as good. So she didn't say they were gross, but as far as deep-fried Oreos go, but when it comes to fair food, you can deep-fry butter.
They didn't talk about pretzels. They didn't talk about, I had over in Sandusky, I had a barbecue chicken on a stick. That was messy as
boiled peanuts.
Crazy.
Boiled are you guys peanuts, boiled peanuts? Yeah. Sean, are you a boiled peanuts fan?
I'm okay with them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way for it or anything like that.
Yeah.
But now I'm hungry. Now I want the fair to open up.
Well, the irony is, I you can't really show the picture on the microphone, but my day got away from me. If you were listening at the beginning of the show, I was actually going to make some sandwiches, and they were really, really cool looking. And it's basically like a little meat sandwich. It's in the shape of a football.
Okay.
And then you take one of those pickle stacks. The stackers, the little sliced pickles, and it sticks out like a tongue. And then you take a toothpick and you put sliced olives on top, and it looks like two eyes with a little tongue sticking out, a little meat sandwich.
Good
and I was
going
to make those up and bring them in today, but, well, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I, you know, visiting friends all morning long.
I just don't
want
to eat things with a face.
Really?
Yeah, no. I'm kind of with Adam on this one.
I mean, you eat a cow every day.
And it doesn't have a face at the time.
Oh, okay. So you don't eat them little smiley fries?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll eat up.
No, because he's not 5 years old.
Or a bear pancake, a little pancake that's cut out in the shape of a bear. Also at the one-legged pancake
again.
Place.
Again,
he doesn't eat like Mickey Mouse pancakes because he's not a 5-year-old. Drew.
I mean, animal crackers, I will bite the head off first just to like cure him. I'm like,
yeah, goldfish, the snack that smiles back till you bite the head off.
All right, play us out.
It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Happy hour at Solid State Radio. It's a good set to get the hell out of Dodge here on a Thursday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow, and tomorrow's going to be the most fun day of the entire year for this show, because we're going to be out on the street for Lapeer Days. Stop by and see us out in front of the Lyric Mall, in front of the Solid State Radio World Headquarters in lovely downtown
Lapeer. Have you seen the weather? It's going to be beautiful out there all weekend long.
I know. We finally actually get a break on the weather for one of these damn things. We didn't for the fair in Eastern Michigan. We didn't for the Sandusky thing, but we did here. Apparently, we paid our dues.
This is the only one that matters. It is the largest free festival in Michigan.
Right. This is the important one. This is the one that everyone really cares about, and it's the one that we're going to be out broadcasting for all weekend long. So come out and join us for that. It's going to be a great time. We'll be live from 3 to 7. Adam's got Captain Murica, the Freedomator from Plethora, coming out for sessions. Going to be a great time. All being well, though, we got to go. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. Sessions is next. See ya.